Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe M. Ditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, February 11th, 2019. Welcome to day 753. Negotiations to avoid another partial government shutdown fell apart on Sunday. Democrats are demanding a limit on the number of arrests of undocumented immigrants already in the United States by ICE officials, as well as a cap on the number of beds in ICE detention centers. They hope to force the Trump administration to focus on detaining undocumented immigrants with criminal records instead of using indiscriminate deportation raids in local communities without valid reasons. To avoid another partial shutdown, which is set to begin Saturday, the House and Senate must pass identical spending bills, which Trump would then have to sign into law by Friday night. The 17 House and Senate negotiators had hoped to reach a deal by Monday to give lawmakers enough time to approve the deal in both chambers before the deadline. The only things being discussed at the moment are a temporary Homeland Security spending bill or a possible national emergency declaration by Trump. Mick Mulvaney says he absolutely cannot rule out the possibility of another partial government shutdown if Congress doesn't include funding for a border wall. The acting White House chief of staff blamed the uncertainty on Democrats and said that, quote, "You cannot take a shutdown off the table, and you cannot take $5.7 billion off the table," end quote. Trump, meanwhile, spent about 50% of his time last week in unstructured executive time, and more of his personal schedules were leaked. Hours before this new leak, Mick Mulvaney said he expected to catch whoever leaked Trump's personal schedule to the media last time and, quote, "have a resolution on that this week," end quote. Trump responded to his leaked schedules by tweeting that, quote, "when the term executive time is used, I am generally working, not relaxing," end quote. Trump is believed to use his executive time watching TV, tweeting, calling friends, and reading newspapers. Trump added, quote, "I probably work more hours than almost any past president," end quote. The average tax refund is down about 8% under the first full year of the Republican-led overhaul of the tax code. The White House promised a $4,000 raise under the Trump tax plan, but refunds have averaged about $1,865 compared to $2,035 for the tax year of 2017. And finally, Robert Mueller's lead prosecutors disclosed that the special counsel is continuing to pursue collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia based on conversations between Paul Manafort and Konstantin Kilimnik, who allegedly is linked to Russian intelligence. Prosecutors have focused on discussions between the two about a peace plan to end the conflict following Russia's invasion of Ukraine and annexation of Crimea in 2014. The two repeatedly communicated about the plan for Ukraine starting early August 2016, while Manafort was still running Trump's campaign, and continuing into 2018, months after Manafort had been charged by Mueller's office related to his work in the country. And in the polls, Pew Research Center says 34% of Americans believe it's always or sometimes acceptable for a white person to wear blackface as a Halloween costume. 50% of Republicans, meanwhile, say it's always or sometimes acceptable to wear blackface as part of a costume. And now for some presidential news and notes. First up, Amy Klobuchar announced that she'll run for president in 2020. Elizabeth Warren also announced that she'll be running for president in 2020. Trump mocked Elizabeth Warren again, calling her by the slur Pocahontas and saying that he'd see her on the campaign trail, in all caps, which is interpreted as a reference to the Trail of Tears, where Native Americans were forcibly relocated to reservations in the southeastern U.S. in the 1800s. Warren also suggested that Trump may not even be a free person by the 2020 election, noting the number of investigations into the president. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, called for the legalization of marijuana at the federal level, saying that she thinks it gives a lot of people joy. A Democratic Party strategist called Joe Biden a weaker candidate than Hillary, and Trump will hold a rally in El Paso tonight at the same time as Beto O'Rourke. One, the brother of Jeff Bezos' mistress was the one who leaked the text messages to the National Enquirer. Two, the publisher of the National Enquirer asked the Justice Department last year if it should register as a foreign agent after it sought financial backing from Saudi investors and produced a magazine celebrating the country's new crown prince. Three, Trump is expected to sign an executive order launching the American Artificial Intelligence Initiative, which is meant to bolster American leadership in the field. And four, Trump's personal physician declared that the president is in very good health and should remain so, quote, "for the remainder of his presidency and beyond," end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefucktishappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.